Welcome back to Tailspin. This is your host, Jody Young. And I've been a little bit under the weather lately, so I'm really not going to waste any more time with you babbling off and on about, I don't know, my obsession with congressional pages and my addiction to alcohol. That's why I stole the money. I'm an alcoholic. No, I'm not going to babble on. I just won't do it. I am going to introduce the next storyteller, who is my good friend, Michelle Carlo. And she's sometimes known as Carmen Mofongo. And she also has a storytelling series called It Came From New York. But this particular story comes from her show that was part of a Brooklyn Arts Festival. And it was a special edition called It Came to New York. And she was the token New Yorker. It's a great story. Here's my friend, Michelle Carlo. Thank you.
And the prize was that they were from, where were they from? I don't remember where they were from. But they won a cheerleading competition, the prizes that they got to Paris. And all the teenage girls, they wanted the shop. They were in Paris, they wanted the shop. And the mothers were there, and they were arguing with the waiter over why they couldn't get Bud Light and why they didn't have hamburgers. And the waiter was just like looking at them and just like, ugh, like really like, and I was just sitting there and I was just like, oh my God, this is, I'm not with these people. And anyway, one of the girls comes up to me and says, what time is the store open? And the mother is saying, oh no, you can't go, the store is closed. And I say, oh, but no, madame, the store is open till 10 o'clock tonight. So all the girls run down the shop and the mothers are all looking at me and the waiter looks at me and he runs over to them and he says, no, you must leave now. We are closing. And they're freaking out because like their daughters are like downstairs and it's Paris and God knows what could happen to them. And he's saying the place is closing. And like he makes them all leave. And they all leave. They're throwing me all the shade and dirt and everything. And I'm sitting there and I, you know, had just gotten another glass of wine and my friend hasn't shown up yet. And I said to the waiter, do I have to go? And he said, no. You can stay. I want the Americans to leave. Mm. 3 days later, I'm in the metro. And I'm pretty loud when I'm here, but, you know, after a few days in Paris, you know, drinking a bottle and a half of wine a day, I was feeling good. So I'm on the metro, I'm going from one place to another, and there's this couple from Long Island that are having an argument. Now, how do I know they were from Long Island? Because they were talking like this, Steven, I told you to bring them back. I told you to bring them back and we're lost. I can't believe we're lost in fucking town. Denise, shut up, Denise. Shut up, we'll kick your ass. Shut the fuck up, Denise, shut up. Oh my God, I can't believe it. How are we going to get back to the hotel? We got to change the money. I can't believe it. I'm lost in Paris.
Shut up, Denise.
Now I'm sitting there, and all I do. Now, if I was in here, I would be like, shut the fuck up, Denise, right? But I'm sitting there smoking a cigarette, because you can smoke everywhere in Paris, I'm so happy. I'm sitting there with my umbrella and little scarf around my neck, and I'm mellow because I drank 3 glasses of wine, it's 1:30 in the afternoon. And she's like, and I just go,
she says, Steven, the French people are looking at us!
A week later, I'm in the one fancy restaurant that I go to, and I'm there with my Parisian friend because she wanted me to have like the Michelin dining experience where it's like so freaking expensive. It's like this tasting menu. It's like they serve you like 10 plates of food, but they're all like 3 bites each. And like, it's just amazing. I'm not even going to describe it because I'll be here all night and we'll all come because that's how great the food is. It's just so amazing. And it's just the perfect amount of food. I mean, it's true. I did not see that many fat people in Paris. And you know what the other thing is? I didn't see that many people eating on the street, which is like so weird. So I don't know what it is. It must be the cigarettes and the wine or something because it was like butter and cheese and all this stuff. And like, damn, it was just like really good. Anyway, I'm there with my friend, and we're just starting this, like, the most amazing meal, the sex meal, you know. I mean, I'm telling you, this is the most amazing meal I've ever had in my life. And who comes in but the cheerleaders and their moms? And I just turn around, I'm like, they're going to recognize you, right? But I just turn around, and I'm telling my friend Nadia, those are the people that were at the department store bar when they could have bars in the department store. I'm like, how cool is Paris? There's bars in the department store. Oh, but these are the people that I met. And they threw them out because they were American. And they didn't think I was American. And Nadia's like, well, if you don't keep your voice down, they'll know you're American. Be quiet, Michelle. So they come in, and they're still wanting Bud Light and hamburger. And I'm like, why the fuck did you fly 5,000 miles to get a hamburger? You know, I mean, this is my mentality. It's like, don't you want to eat what people eat? You know, anyway, I'm just like, and this waiter was just like, you know, really snotty, because this is a fancy, fancy place. And he just like looks at them, and he goes in the back, and okay, my French was not good, I have to admit. I had 16 words of French, and when they ran out, I added my 25 words of Spanish in something that I used to call spench. Now, when I saw the waiter go back and make the motion of, that was universal. And something in me just rose up. I mean, people got patriotic when they saw the towers fall. I got patriotic when this motherfucker was going to spit in these people's food. It didn't matter that I thought they were gross and horrible and ignorant and stupid, and I wish they could be force-fed foie gras and their livers could explode. What mattered was, this asshole was a snot and he was going to spit in their food, and that wasn't right. So I got up and I went over to the waiter, and in my Spanish, I was saying, why are you, por qué you are spitting in the maison, whatever, I don't know what I said. And he looks at me and he's like, why do you care? And I'm like, well, I'm American and so are they. And it's like, it's not right. And he looks me up and down. You are not American. Where are you from? And I'm like, I can't say Puerto Rican because they don't know what the fuck Puerto Rico is in France. And I go, I'm from Brooklyn. And he goes, Brooklyn is North America. The next day, I'm at the airport and I'm going to show my passport to go home. And the guy looks at me and he says, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Brooklyn. Where the fuck are you from? And he says, Paris. And I'm like, funny, you don't look French. Let me on the plane. Thank you. Brooklyn is not America. Brooklyn is not America. Brooklyn is not America.
Wasn't that a good story? Michelle's awesome. And thank you for tuning in at Tailspin. This is your host, Jody Young.